जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, कुंज बिहार, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जन वल्लभ अर्धा, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, नवलाभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन शोदन, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदन दन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, रावन यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा कुंज बिहारी। जय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय, श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी की जय, श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय, श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 5, Text 43. Actually, yesterday Maharaj covered till 36, but from 37 till 43 there is no purport. So, what we'll do is that first we'll read these verses and then we'll chant today's verse. Okay. So, text 37. प्राणाद्भुतयस्य चराचराणां प्राणः सहो बलमोच्चश्च वायुः अन्वास्मसमा सम्राजमिवानुगा वयं प्रसीदतां नः स महाविभूतिः. ट्रांसलेशन. ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज मूविंग एंड नॉन मूविंग रिसीव देयर वाइटल फोर्स देयर बॉडीली स्ट्रेंथ एंड देयर वेरी लाइव्स फ्रॉम द एयर. All of us follow the air for our vital force, exactly as servants follow an emperor. The vital force of air is generated from the original vital force of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. May that Supreme Lord be pleased with us. Text 38. Shrotrad disho yasya hridaschakhani prajadnire skham purushasya nabhyaha प्राणेन्द्रियात्मा सुशरीरकेतः प्रसीदताम् नः स महाविभूतिः. मे द सुप्रीमली पावरफुल पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड बी प्लीज्ड विथ अस. द डिफरेंट डिरेक्शंस आर जनरेटेड फ्रॉम हिज ईयर्स द होल्स ऑफ द बॉडी कम फ्रॉम हिज हार्ट एंड द वाइटल फोर्स द सेंसेस द माइंड द एयर विद इन द बॉडी द ईथर विच इज द शेल्टर ऑफ द बॉडी कम फ्रॉम हिज नेवल. Text 39. Balan Mahendra Stridasha Prasada Manyor Girisho Dhishanad Virishchaha Khebhyastu Chandan Srushayo Medhutahka Prasidatamna Samaha Vibhutihi. Mahendra, the king of heaven, was generated from the prowess of the Lord. The demigods were generated from the mercy of the Lord. Lord Shiva was generated from the anger of Lord and Lord Brahma from his sober intelligence. The Vedic mantras were generated from the bodily holes of the Lord and the great saints and prajapatis were generated from his genitals. May that supremely powerful Lord be pleased with us. Text 40. Shiva chasaha pitarashchaya sayan धर्मस्तनादितरः पृष्ठतो भूतः धौर्यस्य शिष्णो स्परसो विहारात् प्रसीदताम् नः स महाविभूतिः. The goddess of fortune was generated from his chest, the inhabitants of Pitraloka from his shadow, religion from his bosom, and irreligion, the opposite of religion, from his back. The heavenly planets were generated from the top of his head and the apsaras from his sense enjoyment. May that supremely powerful personality of Godhead be pleased with us. Vipro, text 41. Vipro mukhad brahmachayasya guhyam rajanya asid bhujayor balam cha urva vido jongri ravishe dashudro प्रसीदताम्नः समहाविभूतिः. The Brahmanas and the Vedic knowledge come from the mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Kshatriyas and bodily strength come from his arms. The Vaishyas and their expert knowledge, his productivity and wealth come from his thighs. And the Shudras who are outside of Vedic knowledge come from his feet. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is full in powers, be pleased with us. Text 42. Lobho dharat priti rupar yabhudat jyuti rnasta pashavya sparshena kamaha bruvo yamaha pakshma bhavas tukalah prasidatamna samaha vibhutihi. Greed is generated from his lower lip, affection from his upper lip, bodily luster from his nose, animalistic lusty desires from his sense of touch, Yamaraj from his eyebrows, and eternal time from his eyelashes. May that Supreme Lord be pleased with us. So, text 43 today's dravyam vayaha karma gunan visheshaam yat yogamaya vihitan vadanti yat durvibhavyam apabhadham sorry prabuddha apabhadham prasidatam naha sa mahavibhutihi dravyam vayah karma gunan visheshaam yadyoga maya vihitan vadanti yadurvibhavyam prabudhapabadham prasidatam nah samaha vibhutihi dravyam vayah karma gunan visheshaam yadyoga maya vihitan vadanti yadurvibhavyam prabudhapabadham prasidatam nah samaha vibhutihi dravyam vayah karma gunan visheshaam yadyoga maya vihitan vadanti yadurvibhavyam prabudhapabadham prasidatam nah samaha vibhuti dravyam vayah karma gunan visheshaam yadyoga maya vihitan vadanti yadurvibhavyam prabudhapabadham prasidatam nah samaha vibhutihi dravyam vayah karma gunan visheshaam yadyoga maya vihitan vadanti yadurvibhavyam prabudhapabadham prasidatam nah samaha vibhutihi dravyam vayah karma gunan visheshaam yadyoga maya vihitan vadanti yadurvibhavyam prabudhapabadham prasidatam nah samaha vibhutihi dravyam vayah karma gunan visheshaam yadyoga maya vihitan vadanti yadurvibhavyam prabudhapabadham prasidata samaha vibhuti dravyam the five elements of the material world vayaha time karma fruitive activities गुणान, द थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर, विशेषम, द वैरायटीज कॉज्ड बाय कॉम्बिनेशंस ऑफ द 23 एलिमेंट्स, यत, दैट विच, योग माया, बाय द लॉर्ड्स क्रिएटिव पोटेंसी, विहितान, ऑल डन, वदंती, ऑल लर्नेड मैन से, यत दुर्विभाव्यम, विच इज एक्चुअली एक्सट्रीमली डिफिकल्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड, प्रबुधापबाधम, रिजेक्टेड बाय द लर्नेड बाय दोज हु आर फुल्ली अवेयर, प्रसीदताम, मे बी प्लीज्ड, नहा, अपॉन अस, स ही, महाविभूति ही, द कंट्रोलर ऑफ एवरीथिंग. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki cha. Translation. All learned men say that the five elements, eternal time, fruitive activity, the three modes of material nature, and the varieties produced by these modes are all creations of Yoga Maya. This material world is therefore extremely difficult to understand. But those who are highly learned have rejected it. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the controller of everything, be pleased with us. Purport. The word Durvibhavyam is very important in this verse. No one can understand how everything is happening in this material world by the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through His material energies. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 9.10, Maya Adhyakshena Prakritihi Suyate Sacharacharam. Everything is actually happening under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This much we can learn, but how it is happening is extremely difficult to understand. We cannot even understand how the affairs within our body are systematically taking place. The body is a small universe, and since we cannot understand how things are happening in this small universe, how can we understand the affairs of the bigger universe? Actually, this universe is very difficult to understand. Yet, learned sages have advised, as Krishna has also advised, that the material world is Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. In other words, it is a place of misery and temporality. One must give up this world and go back home, back to the personality of Godhead. Materialists may argue, if this material world and its affairs are impossible to understand, how can we reject it? The answer is provided by the word Prabudhapabadham. We have to reject this material world because it is rejected by those who are learned in Vedic wisdom. Even though we cannot understand what this material world is, we should be ready to reject it in accordance with the advice of learned persons, especially the advice of Krishna. Krishna says, Mamupetya punarjanma dukkhalayam ashashvatam नाप्नुवन्ति महात्मानः संसिद्धि परमं गतः. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attended the highest perfection. Bhagavad Gita 8.15. One has to return home, back to Godhead, for this is the highest perfection of life. To go back to Godhead means to reject this material world. Although we cannot understand the functions of this material world and whether it is good for us or bad for us, in accordance with the advice of the supreme authority, We must reject it and go back home, back to Godhead. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Stam Sajivam Sadhavaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Krupatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwara Hare Krishna. So, with blessings of all my seniors, I'd like to speak something for my purification and for glorification of Lord. So, we are in the 8th canto, chapter 5, wherein Shukadeva Goswami had asked Parikshit Maharaj about different Manus and their respective dynasties. And then, while describing those details, Shukadeva Goswami says that, you know, in one of the Manu's dynasty, Lord appeared as a, you know, this, you know, Ananta, and then he performed this pastime of churning of, you know, milk ocean. He became tortoise, you know, and he, you know, they performed this pastime. So, immediately, Parikshit Maharaj, as a very attentive student, he wanted to know more. He said, you know, please tell me what had happened, you know, what was this milk ocean, who churned it, you know, how Lord appeared there. And then Shukadeva Goswami congratulates him for, you know, being so enthusiastic about hearing about Lord. And then he starts describing that how once Indra offended Durvasa Muni, by which, you know, because of which he lost his power. And then demons, they came to know, they attacked Indra, their power was, you know, their all opulence was gone. And then what to do? Indra and, you know, fellow demigods, they went to Lord Brahma. And then Brahma said, let's go to our, you know, original father, supreme personality of Godhead, and let us ask him what is the solution. And then all of them, they go to planet of Shvetadipa, and there they starts, Brahmaji starts offering prayers. And now these are the, you know, series of prayers which are we are discussing. So in today's verse, Brahmaji is telling about how this whole material creation is very difficult to understand, but those who are learned, they have rejected it. And then he is offering his obeisances to the Supreme Lord, who is in control of this material world. So today we'll see, discuss 3 points. First, how this material world is place of misery. Second, what are the, like, you know, how to get out of it, and then what are the obstacles while trying to go back home, back to Godhead, and then how to overcome it. So if you know that there is a race in which if you participate, you are sure to lose, will you take part in it? And then the record of that race is that Many big, big people, they thought that they can, you know, win the race. They tried it. They failed miserably. So that is what the material life is. In material life, everyone who is trying to enjoy and think that they can conquer material world, they have failed miserably. Alexander the Great. We'll take biggest example so that, you know, all of us will fit within in the set. In mathematics, if there is a big set, then everyone inside is, you know, included. So Alexander the Great, he conquered almost all world, right, when he was in youth. And then material nature conquered him. He was about to die. So while dying, what he did, he said that, put my all wealth, immense wealth which he had, around the path where you are taking me for the, you know, cremation, and let my hands be like this, you know, open. So then his, you know, fellow people, they asked, why? He said, let the whole world know Alexander the Great, who has such an immense wealth which nobody has, cannot take even a penny with him. Harsh reality. So this particular material world, like a manufacturer, he has, like, you know, say there is a bulb. They say, okay, it is a LED. It will consume, say, 60 watt of power. It will last for, say, 20 years. It will save you this much amount of time. Why he can write that? Because he has made it. So he has stamped it. So if we expect that LED to work on 1 watt, it may not work. It will not work, rather, because the specification is different. Manufacturer has told something else. So same way, Krishna, in this material world, when he created, which is so complex, so many, you know, 26 elements, there is just described 3 modes, and so many details, he has stamped it. What? 2 stamps. Dukkhalayam, Ashashvatam. It is place full of misery, and it is temporary. So, is there any point trying to win in material world, when we know that this game is designed in a way that whoever takes part, they have to be losers? So there is no point even to try. So what generally, like, when a jivatma comes in the material world, what he tries to do, he'll try to enjoy on level of senses, or then he'll try to enjoy on several level of mind, or then, in, you know, at the level of intelligence. That's what, you know, that's what facilities we have. We have subtle body and gross body. Now we all know senses are limited. Even if we have given all facility to enjoy whatever we want, just after some time we cannot enjoy it. A gulab jam, whatever sweet you like, or pizza, you know, you take the first bite when you are very angry, you enjoy so much. Then you second, you want a second, sir, you get second. Wow, such a pleasure. You get third. Nice. Fourth. Good. Fifth. Okay. Sixth. No. Seventh. Stop. Eighth. Never. Ninth. You know, save me. You know. Tenth. We vomit. Same object which was giving us pleasure just few minutes back, now we don't even want to look at it. Why? Senses are limited. You take any sense, whatever, like, you know, we have same issue. So is there any point trying? This option is gone. Okay? No, not worth. Second, mind level. People think, people write poetry, they think, they speculate, they do this, they do that, but then what happens? When they're alone, they're frustrated. The people who wrote a book, How to Win Friends, he committed suicide because he was not having any friend. This is all at, you know, mental level. Right? Then at intellectual level, again, you may, like, you know, may become a scientist, or, you know, do this, do that, you know, I'll do, you know, this work, that work. But again, the nature of soul, as a spirit soul, our want is unlimited. Because we are, you know, Satchidananda, full of knowledge, full of eternity, full of bliss. So we want uninterrupted happiness, uninterrupted knowledge, and uninterrupted living. But then all these three things get intercepted. They are stopped because material nature again. We have these four problems: birth, old age, disease, death. Real problems. Nobody wants it, but nobody can avoid it. And then in bonus to that, there are three more: adhyatmik, adidevik, adibhautik. That is, misery is caused by one's own body and mind, misery is caused by other living entities, and misery is caused by natural disasters. We hear in news, you know, people were on the ground and suddenly a sinkhole appears. Zoop, everything is underground from nowhere, right? Or lightning starts, you know, some, you know, cyclone comes. So theoretically and in practice also, we understand that, you know, on sensual level or mental or physical level, to get pleasure in this world is not worth, because it's, you know, it's just all our attempts are thwarted, right? So what next? So next what happens, that, you know, some devotee comes in our life, he gives us Bhagavad Gita and we become devotee, you know? So nice. And then we start, you know, practicing Krishna consciousness. And then we really actually, you know, Krishna gives that initial bliss practicing Krishna consciousness. We are so happy. We just think that now, just, you know, okay, I'm a one day close to pure devotion. I'm done, you know. Basically, no more birth, no more death, you know. And when, like, you know, some devotees, while singing Shikshashtakam, they say, you know, Nadhanam, Najanam, Nasundarim, Kavitam, Vajagadisha, Kamaye. And then they skip that, Mama Janmani, Janmani, because they don't want to take birth. And they directly go to the next one. Bhavatad Bhakti Rahaituki Itvai. Because we understand, this material world is a place of misery. We are convinced, we are not this body, we are spirit soul. And then we are convinced that, you know, our original home is, you know, spiritual world. And if we go there, we'll be happy. So all good till now. We saw material world is a problematic place, we cannot enjoy. We know that there is a solution, that is spiritual world, and we can be happy there. And then we know the process. Wow, I got it. Done. You know, we lived happy ever after. Does that happen? No. There is somebody who is, you know, watching us. That is material nature itself, herself, Maya Devi. So when we start practicing Krishna consciousness, there is another set of temptations and obstacles, they come in our path. And that is, you know, and we, instead of practicing pure devotion, we tend to practice mixed devotional service. So what happens is that then the craving for subtle sense gratification, it starts. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that material world is like a restroom, not the American restrooms, which are very posh, clean. They are like hall, big hall, you know, 2-3 rooms long, having library and whatnot inside. Said material world is like a restroom in India. Have somebody seen it? It's miserable. Nothing is hidden in India. Everything is, you know, all open. Extremely, they're all, I don't want to explain all the details. But it's obnoxious place, in short. So what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, material world is like that place, finish your business and get out. His Acharya, you know, Ray of Vishnu, he is saying, that means, it really means it, right? So then, what happens is that by associating with devotees very easily, and by, you know, Lord's mercy, by started chanting, you know, holy names, very easily we can say no to the gross sense gratification. But the subtle things pops in, that is, you know, puja lap pratishta, the hankering for name, fame, adoration and distinction. I am senior now, I am so many years, you know, I am brahmachari, I am sannyasi, no, of course not sannyasi, sorry, I cannot speak, they are like all very pure. Whoever may be, we are practicing, you know, it's you know, this desire for pride, adoration, it creeps in. And then Maya very intelligently divert us from our, you know, this goal of, you know, returning back home, back to Godhead, and again puts us back into the same old material nature. And then how it happens? We start competing for service, we start competing for post. Then if somebody else gets more mercy, we feel, you know, he came after me. Why Maharaj is pleased with him? Why not me? Rather, I only preached him, I only brought him. I know he used to sleep in chanting, I used to wake him up. But Maharaj is happy with him. Why not me? What is, there must be something wrong. In me? No, no. In the process or in the surrounding. That's what we try, you know, we tend to think. Right? Or we may get a desire, okay, let me manage big things, you know. Let me do this, let me do that, you know. How nice if I could have been Brahma. I'll make sure that everyone becomes pure devotee in my universe. All those, you know, things start coming in. So, these are also like, you know, subtle anarthas, weeds they call it. We have to be very careful. And then, by regularly, like, you know, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from, you know, devotees in their association and, you know, under guidance of, you know, seniors, we can, you know, slowly get away with this, you know, weed-like tendencies. There is a beautiful pastime in Srimad Bhagavatam which describes very clearly difference between a mixed devotion and pure devotion. So now we understand that if we have to go back home, back to Godhead, we have to do pure devotional service. Because once we go there, and say suppose we go there, and then there, like, you know, there is a, you know, mountain of, you know, rose flowers, then mountain of, you know, this lily flowers, mountain of, you know, this chame, whatever, like, you know, best flowers they have. And then we go land up in spiritual world, and, you know, there the servant of Rupa Goswami, then, you know, Prabhupada, their servants, they tell us that go sit and, you know, make a garland. We'll go enthusiastically and he'll say, make, okay, so garland is ready, where is Krishna, where is Radha, let me go and put. He said, no, no, for rest of eternity, your job is, this, you see this mountain of flowers, you have to take flower, make a garland and pass on to this devotee. And we know that he has come after us, you know, rather we only brought. And then you keep doing this. Then if we are not pure, what we'll think, hey, you know, where is, you know, that kunja, where is Radha Krishna, you know, where are those manjiris, you know. Am I supposed to only, you know, keep, you know, making garlands? Will I ever see them? Will I have, you know, pastime with Krishna? Can I not play with Krishna? I want to wrestle with him? No? Then what happens? We'll come back next moment in material world. Because everyone in spiritual world, they have only one motive. That is unadulterated, uninterrupted, unmotivated, pure devotion to Krishna. I am speaking whatever I heard, basically. I am also, you know, on very base level, basically, you know, just to clarify. So, until we are pure enough, we are not allowed in spiritual world. So then what happens is that, while practicing devotional service or knowing, we have so many desires, you know, coming up like weeds. So, we fall in the category of mixed devotion in between, till the time we are pure. Of course, Prabhupada used to say that, you know, those, like, we are practicing with a desire to become pure, so we are also considered kind of, you know, potential pure devotees. But to make sure that we improve ourselves, we need to understand this middle phase of mixed devotional service. So this pastime of Rudrasura, it depicts it very nicely. So just, you know, real quick, this Chitraketu Maharaj, you know, Narad Muni, Angira Muni, they come to him to preach him. He says, no, no, I am not in listening mood, I want something else. He wanted a son. They give him a son. Then what happens? Those, you know, co-wives, they become envious of this, the wife which has a son, because Chitraketu Maharaj's whole attention was at, you know, that son. So that also tells us, you know, this material world, how it is dangerous place. That even if we are doing our own job without any problem, without, you know, troubling others, still somebody can be envious of us for no good reason, just because, you know, we are doing good. So this is such an, you know, amazingly terrible place. You don't do anything, any bad to anyone, still people are envious of you. That's the nature. That's why Krishna says, Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. So then what happens? Story continues. They poison that son. He dies. Chitraketu Maharaj, he's in tears. Then again, you know, these merciful sages, they come. Angira Muni, Narad Muni. And then they make this son alive again. And then they make him speak the philosophy of Bhagavatam. And they speak about, you know, how, you know, and then, yeah, he speaks that, and then Chitraketu Maharaj becomes a pure devotee. So does he live happy ever after? No. He was going around chanting Lord, you know, Sankarshan's glory happily. And then he sees Lord Shiva. And then Lord Shiva was giving lecture on renunciation with Mother Parvati on his lap. So in an appreciative mood, he smiled that, okay, only Lord Shiva can do such thing, that he can speak on renunciation, you know, with his wife sitting on his lap. But then again, Mother Parvati, she misunderstood her. She said, you think so great that you can laugh on Lord Shiva? She said, I curse you to become a demon. And then it was Mother Parvati's curse. She is the personification of material energy. It has to come true. There's no other way. So poor Chitraketu Maharaj, what happens to him? He becomes a demon. No other go. But since he had already, you know, become a devotee, he accepts that very humbly, in whatever position. And then in next life, he becomes Vritrasura. And that time again, Indra had some problem as usual, you know. And then he had again, you know, he had a fight with demons, and to save himself, he appoints Vishwarup as his spiritual master, and then he sees that Vishwarup is partial to demons, so he kills him, and then, you know, Tvashta, he creates Vritrasura, and then Vritrasura is fighting against Indra now. And then Indra again, you know, goes to Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord says, go to Dadichi Muni. He'll give his life, and with his bones you make this, you know, Vajra, and with that you can kill this Vritrasura. So Indra gets that Vajra, and there is, you know, heavy battle between, you know, demons and demigods. And these demons, they shower all weapons on the demigods. No demigods is visible, but because, you know, Indra is protected by Narayan Kavach, they come out. And by seeing this, the demons, they all flee, because they think that, okay, if I cannot do any harm to him, that means now he is surely going to harm me. So they run. Then what happens? Vritrasura is calling them, you know, come fight, you know, your duty is to fight. And then the demons, you know, they are against him. All the sages, they want Vritrasura to be killed. All the devotees, only except few very exalted souls, everyone wanted Vritrasura to be killed. Indra wanted Vritrasura to be killed. And then Indra charges at Vritrasura. Indra takes a club, throws at him. Vritrasura was so powerful. He takes it by his left hand, throws it back. His elephant, along with Indra, goes back, you know, 18 yards behind, bleeding. Indra becomes very discouraged. He gets that Vajra. He tries to, you know, attack with it. Vritrasura again, you know, hits back Indra. He's fallen. So Indra, though he has the potency of Vajra with him and the blessings of Lord Vishnu, he gives up fighting. But Vritrasura, as a devotee, he encourages Indra. He says that, oh Indra, why you are afraid? Lord has said that you will kill me using this Vajra, so it has to pass. So don't get discouraged. Come and attack me. That is kind of enemy he had. So he encouraged Indra to fight. So then Indra again, you know, gathers some courage. He takes, you know, the Vajra. Again, you know, cuts his one arm. He tries to fight with other, cuts the another arm. You know what Vritrasura does? He just swallows Indra. Indra is in his stomach. And then, you know, he sits in the meditation of Supreme Lord. Then Indra with his Vajra, because he had this Narayan Kavach protection, he could not be, you know, killed by this digestive fire. So he comes out of his belly too. And then he sees Vritrasura is still alive with a big hole in belly. Still meditating on Supreme Lord. He had to kill, that is his. So Indra start cutting his neck, which was, you know, Vritrasura not doing anything, just sitting, and Vinda is cutting it. It took him 1 year for Indra, with that powerful Vajra, to cut his neck. And then at the end, Vritrasura offers beautiful prayer, and he tell Indra that, oh Indra, you now enjoy this material world with your kingdom. I'm going home, back to spiritual world. And he says, you know, of course, you know this material world is place of misery. You do whatever you want. Okay, now I am killed. Some other demon will come trouble you. You be here. You know, I'm going back home, back to God. So in one sense, Vritrasura was, you know, defeated, but actually he won. And Indra won, but actually he got defeated. Because he has to again suffer material world. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jathare shayanam. Issansare, bhudustare, krupayatare, pahi murare. Shankaracharya also prays that in this world, whatever victory we may get, ultimately we have to get defeated by material nature. And if we don't purify ourselves, then birth and death again and again is guaranteed. And okay, now we got a human form. How many people live in Chicago? Any idea? Approx number? Couple of millions, right? 5 million. 6 of us, 7 of us are here, and there are a few devotees, you know, in the kitchen and few may be, you know, watching online. So even if, so first to get a human birth is very rare. Even if we get human birth, to get in touch with devotees again is so rare, right? And once we become devotees, then we are saying, you know, why mercy to him, why not to me? We are missing the point again. We have to learn from Rudraswara. Indra and demigods, they are of course great servant of Lord, but they are also like, you know, mixed, they have mixed devotion. They want to enjoy also and they want to serve also. Why to get into that? Because again some demon is going to come, again there will be problem. Better practice pure devotional service, go back to spiritual world, happy ever after, right? That is the only place where we can say, you know, we lived happily ever after. And then what to do then? But there are so many anarthas. Is there any hope? I have been chanting for so many years, still we fall asleep while chanting in class. Is there any hope? Yes, there is hope. Why? Because of Prabhupada. Prabhupada has given this program of chanting 16 round, you know, hold this, you know, regime of ISKCON. In whatever ashram we may be a brahmachari, grahastha, vanaprastha. If we just follow that, because we are trying to please a pure devotee by trying to, we are not even following, we are trying to follow instructions given by Prabhupada to best of our capacity. If we do with it with sincerity, seriousness and without ulterior motives, Krishna will see that, okay, this particular fellow has followed my pure devotee, therefore I'll take you back home, back to spiritual world. I know as a, you know, as an individual, as I am, I have no hope, I am gone case. But just because I tried to follow Prabhupada, you know, there is a great hope. So on our own, whatever free will, whatever capacity we have, what all we have to do is that just try our best to serve in whatever way we can, without trying to compete, without trying to judge. Of course, I'm speaking for myself, you know. So if we do this, then naturally, at the end of life, Prabhupada will make sure that we are protected and we are taken back home, back to spiritual world. One devotee, I agree with Prabhupada, I believe, he served Prabhupada a lot for his translation and everything else. And Prabhupada had promised that, okay, you know, I'll come to take you. You have served me so much. After Prabhupada left, somehow, you know, he also left, you know, and he went back into material world. But then, just before he is leaving in body, somehow Krishna arranged in circumstances, got some disease, he got again in touch with devotees, and then, like, you know, devotees made sure he's, you know, around, taken care by devotees. And when he was leaving, there were devotees around, he just said, Prabhupada, you came, and you know, he left his body. So Prabhupada doesn't speak, you know, lie. He said that if you just, you know, do this service. There was another devotee who said that they were building Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, and this sannyasi had a, you know, duty to count the cement bags. So he went and asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I am supposed to chant and count the names of Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. I am counting cement bags and I am counting the bars, steel bars. What will happen to me? Prabhupada said, you count this, you know, you don't worry about rest of things. But he said, how I will remember Krishna at the time of death? He said, you serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even if you don't remember, Lord Chaitanya will force his remembrance into you at the time of death. So if Krishna wants, he can purify of our anarthas just like this. All anarthas, just say Hare Krishna, all anarthas gone. Why it doesn't happen? Krishna wants us to be humble and to serve devotees to best of our capacity. And if we, because if anarthas goes like this, we may go around, hey, you know, no anartha, zero anartha, we may just put it. Facebook, zero anartha devotee, you know. So many likes, you know, how many likes I'll get, like. So Krishna doesn't do that. He wants us, and of course we have also. So if we just do this, you know, sincerely serving, without, like, with utmost sincerity and without any ulterior motives, for sure we can go back home, back to Godhead in this very lifetime. And then once we've gone there, we'll just forget this as a bad dream. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. Because actually if we have to speak about the struggles in this material world, we can just go on speaking and speaking and speaking for days and still it will not over. You just open any newspaper, every day there is somebody out of nowhere comes, shoots some people, there are some bombs, and then there is some government which is doing something wrong. and there is some cyclone or something is coming, 90% of the news, it's all problems around, nothing positive. So we don't have to be like, you know, super intelligent to understand that this material world is dukkhalayam ashashvatam. But once we understand, once we start practicing devotional service, we have to keep watching to these weeds. Are they growing? Or am I, you know, striving my best to practice pure devotional? We may not be pure devotees, of course, but we know the path. If we just sincerely follow the instructions given, eventually Krishna will take care of everything. And because the devotees are recommending, Krishna will take, okay, I know you are a duffer, but you know, devotees are recommending you, so I'll, you know, come, let us join in bandwagon, back home, back to garden. So let us all, we'll end with this prayer. The same Vritrasura, he prays, there are like four shlokas actually, you know. So the two last two, they are really beautiful players, you know. Ajatapaksha yuvamataram khagaha stanyam yathavatsa surakshudhartha priyam priyeva vishutam vishanna manoravindaksha didrikshate tvam. So here he is praying that, O Lord, as the baby bird watches, who cannot fly, he watches, you know, towards sky, you know, when the mother will come and feed him. As the calf, he awaits the milking time because he can go and drink the mother of, you know, the milk of her, you know, mother cow. And as a chaste lady, she is awaiting for her husband who has gone long for some work. So let, you know, when like, you know, I am also awaiting for you like that. So that's the intensity with which he's praying. And the next verse he says that, you know, Aham hare tava padaik moolam dasanu daso bhavitasma bhuyaha manasmare tasupater gunaste grune tava karma karo tukaya. Said, O Lord, let me remain as a servant of servant. This is my desire. And Prabhupada actually, in that purport of this verse, he says that this is the essence of devotional service. Read in this. So with this prayer, we pray that may all the weeds in our heart, they go away by the guidance of devotees and by our sincere efforts, and may one day may day to day we strive our best to practice this devotional service to best of our capacity and try to attract the mercy of the devotees, because once we get their mercy, our way back home, back to Godhead, will be sure. With this, would like to stop here. Any questions, comments?
There is one thing in the translation that says that Yoga Maya is the origin of the material creation, which in general you think of Yoga Maya as the energy of the Lord that is the spiritual part of the spiritual creation, and then there's Mahamaya for the material creation, but actually Yoga Maya is the origin, which is quite interesting, I thought, you know. We know that Krishna, everything actually is spiritual because it comes from Krishna. It's just our consciousness makes it material or spiritual like that. So I was just taking notice of that part of the translation, so it's a comment.
Thank you. Yeah, it's true, yeah. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Anything else, bro? Yantarashima Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.